Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. Welcome to Cosmic Insight. I am your co-host, Hillis Pugh, and MIA is Rebecca Gregory. She is taking her time to heal, as she had a tooth operation today. And if you know Rebecca, she probably will hop on, or she will probably tell you about the experience next week when she's back. And my eye just keeps tearing for the life of me. There's a lot of releasing energy going on right now. Wow. A lot of energy that is being let go of. Wow. Okay. Welcome to Friday. I'm so glad and happy that you are here watching, joining us, or me, live today. And so what I want to talk about, what has been in my awareness this week, this day, and this moment, is the energy of self-love. You know, wow, it just won't stop. And so the energy of self-love is very, very important. It is the energy of really connecting to oneself, connecting to the energy of higher self, connecting to the internal energy of self. So self-love is the energy that we are connected on multiple levels of ourself, of source energy, of all existence. And in this existence that is us, we exist because of love. You know, we were created from love, and our existence is to return to love, to get back to that space of love. And how do we do that? You know, with an abundance of stuff that's happening, you know, how do we get to this space of really stepping into the energy of self-love? And so I know that some of the regulars are here watching. I want to hear from some of you guys tonight. What does self-love look like for you? I mean, it could be as simple as taking a bubble bath or a hot shower or going for a long drive or walk or just something that you do for yourself, you know, because people often talk about, when they talk about self-love, there's always this underlying thought of what we do. Is it selfish, or are we selfish, or what's happening, or why can't I allow myself to take this time for me? And so with the energy of really understanding what self-love really is, you have to really tap into what the soul is asking for, what the body is asking for in that moment. And know and understand that the soul and body are now in this state of merging and connecting. You know, I say that because it's part of what I've been experiencing. And so just wanted to take this time now to pick this apart just a little bit. So we have the body that is of energy, that is of great energy because of the cells in our body, the energy that runs through our body. We're energy first in the physical sense. And so we are matter materialized. We are matter in energetic form. We are solid energy, which is matter. And so in that space, we then have to care for the body, the matter, the energy that we are. You know, by proper care, we then can have the sustained space of self-love, self-joy, happiness, all these things, right? But then on a soul level, how do we know what we're doing is right? You know, how do we get to the space of understanding that everything that we're doing with our body is everything that we are doing correct? on the soul level. And so this is when we have to tune in to our intuition, to help our intuition, to allow our intuition to know. It's like, okay, this feels good. This feels right, you know, going for the long walk or the long drive or having a good meal, something that makes you feel good. And that's the essence of what self-love is. It's doing something that essentially makes you feel good. And it is in that vein that we allow ourselves to really move in a broader sense, in a greater direction. And I just want us to realize that when we are in this space of self-love and understanding, we then can allow ourselves to move out, vibrate out into a greater sense of self-love. And, you know, I know that we are just leaving Lionsgate energy. Actually, we're still kind of in Lionsgate energy and just ending full moon energy. So there's a lot of stuff happening. There's a lot of this ebb and flow of life. And so there's peaks, valleys, lows, highs, all of it. And this is the reason why I am speaking, was guided to speak about the energy of self-love. And it is in this space of self-love that really allows us to really define who we are, to really step into the energy of who we really allow ourselves and choose to be, is through the experiences of the lows. And through the experience of the lows, we then can determine, decipher, discern what it is that we really want our life to be. And so as we move through this, I want to hear from some of you guys. One, what is self-love for you? And two, how are you taking care of yourselves in this time? I mean, how are you really stepping into the energy of really allowing for yourself to be taken care of, or to allow yourself to be in the space to receive that care, to receive that love? Because sometimes when we're in the lows of the lows, sometimes we can't allow ourselves to see or to feel what feels good. You know, it is in that place of allowing ourselves to feel good and allowing ourselves to feel better and to step into the energy of feeling better. You know, it's about that space of I am feeling better. I am moving into a better feeling place because I am taking the necessary action to feel the love, to feel the joy, to feel the happiness, to feel the peace that my soul is calling forth, and then allowing my body to receive this. And the question now becomes, how are you allowing yourself to receive this? What messages or directions or signs or guidance are you allowing yourself to see and to receive? It is in that space of really stepping into, I am understanding the love. I'm understanding the joy. I'm understanding the peace of what this is and what this looks like for me now, you know? And if you are on with us for the duration of the show, I have a little surprise scheduled for this evening. Someone, not a good friend, but hope to be a good friend, but he's definitely a peer, someone I've been following for a while, and I really appreciate the work and energy that they are bringing out into the world. And so they are going to be doing the tune-up tonight. And so I'm really excited for that. So if you stay on for the duration of the show, you get to experience some beautiful, beautiful magic, some beautiful healing energy. And everyone, just wherever you are, whatever you're doing in this moment, just allow yourself to take a breath, to step into the energy, to allow for the magic of your soul to step in, to be clear and for you then to receive what it is you're asking for and to let go of what no longer serves you through this energy, through this discussion, through this chat of self-love. Because there are times where we have been very hard on ourselves and not really know what direction that we are going in or really understanding our path or purpose, because there's so much happening right now. So much energy is the convoluted muddiness of it. But just as the muddy waters are there, there's also a lot of movement, a lot of cultivation in that space. Because, you know, out of the muddy waters comes the lotus flower, right? This beauty comes from this murkiness. Because sometimes in the depths of the darkness, the depths of the uncertainty, the depths of not knowing, we are finding our way out. And we have to move towards the direction of what we're being called to, you know, to our soul's purpose, our light path, any and all things that we are moving to and moving towards. It is really in that sense of self, that sense of space, that we are allowing ourselves to simply be, to simply be who we are, to simply step into the love of who we are, to really honor that. And I want you guys to then now allow yourself to honor who you are, to trust who you are, to be who you are in that space-time energy, in the brilliance of your being. And as you step, excuse me, into the, as you allow yourself to step into the brilliance of your being, then everything else is going to start to come together. You know, it may not come together in the vision that you had or hoped for or really envisioned for yourself. It may come together in a different sense or in a different way, which is why it is important to allow yourself to step back and really honor the self-love that you allow yourself to receive, the self-love of your hope, the dreams, everything that you put in this container that you label self-love, because this is what is now we're being called to do, is to really reach in deep and to find what sparks joy for ourselves, for our life, for our happiness, for all these things, you know, to spark joy in the brilliance of your being. And how do we do that? You know, how do we find what brings us joy? And that is through the trials and errors. It is in the ebbs and flows. It is stepping into and honoring that joy, that happiness that we truly are. You know, the opposite of that, the contrast of this, is just the experience to know that this is what we truly want for ourselves, that we truly are stepping into the mindfulness, the awareness that we all are creating for ourselves, as then this energy moves and shifts to our intention, to our true heart's desire, because this too is the aspect of self-love. This too of expressing the heart's desire, speaking for yourself, speaking up for yourself, stepping into the resonance of your field is also the space of self-love. It is also in this energy of really honoring and recognizing that, because the space of self-love is as vast as this universe we reside in. This field of resonance has been made with love, but yet we seem to forget that. And it is in the experiences with friends, families, our children, our pets, our plants, all these things. It is in the experience and the relation and the camaraderie of these experiences, these people, these living, organic, sentient beings, where we then allow ourselves to remember what the energy of self-love really is. You guys are awfully quiet tonight. I know I'm by myself, but Rebecca will be back next week as she has had oral surgery today and she just needs to rest and recover. And so in honor of that, I do have a special guest that will be joining me soon to do the tune-up tonight. And I'm so excited. I can't wait for you guys to experience this this being to do this tune-up for tonight. But enough about that. You guys just have to stay on the show to really enjoy and really connect to this space, to this time, to this energy, to allow for this magic to happen. But in the meantime, I am going to fulfill Rebecca's role this evening as we graciously move into story time. And I honor her by the deck that she has gifted me for my birthday this year, the Oracle deck, the Lemurian Oracle deck, to see what the energy speaks to as we allow for the energy of story time to bring us the message as we are closing this Lion's Gate portal, as we are closing this full moon energy. We are moving to the beauty that we are, connecting to the beauty that we are. Ah. And it is so, simple. And it, since we are on the topic of self-love, I do have to show you these beautiful and amazing cards. Loving compassion, right? Which is so apropos for the night. Next, we have Mother Earth, nature herself. And then moving beyond the mind. And so these energies are so potent and so powerful. And as we allow for this story of the earth, the story of compassion to be told, as we allow for the energy of self-love to connect and to feel the energy of Earth herself, the great mother, the great lover of who she really is, as we allow ourselves to step into the mind and move in beyond the mind into the heart space, allowing our hearts now to tell the story of our soul, of our being, and having our soul give us the direction to the light, to the connection of this grand mother herself, as we move into the openness, the vastness of our hearts, the vastness of our minds, the vastness of our space, the vastness of our energy, understanding that we are much more than this physical body, this physical vessel, this being. We are much more than allowing ourselves to see, and this is what happens. This is how I know we are so connected, because I'm sitting here in the middle of story time, and I feel the shift, and I feel a shift, and it's you.
I wasn't going to stay on, but I just wanted to say hi to everyone and send my love.
Oh.
And I did pull some cards for a very, very quick story time, but you finish yours first.
And as we allow our vastness of our soul to connect to our heart's desire, we understand the meaning, the true meaning of self-love, and really stepping into the space of our heart, going back to the center of the universe, to where love was created, because we were created from love, to experience love in all its forms, in all its beauty, in all its simplicity, allowing us to connect to home, to our heart, and to all that truly exists within us and outside of us, knowing that when we express and connect to the energy of love, self-love in all its forms, we are always safe, we are always home, we are always supported, we are always connected to all that truly is. How about that you guys get two story times tonight?
Mine is just going to be messages from the moon.
Yeah, since we were just in the full moon last night.
Yes, and moving into that energy. So I just actually pulled some moon cards, and I always like to tell the deck I use. So I just pulled the Moonology called to me. So I just have a little message from the moon. So what the moon would like to tell everyone is this is a time for healing. It's time for you all to step out of your comfort zones. It's time for you to take time to breathe out and let go of the in-breath. That adjustments are required in your world. To remember that you are good enough. And to know and expect powerful changes. And every one of you are so close to achieving your goal. That's it.
That's beautiful. I love that.
That's what the moon wanted to tell everyone tonight.
But if you like to stay on, Rebecca, you don't have to.
I'll stay on for a couple more minutes. I'm still flying high.
What did they give you?
I don't know, but I'm still... They gave me an IV and knocked me out. Okay. And I'm still feeling it.
I was going to say our special guest should be on momentarily, but if not, I understand.
Well, I'll wait and say hi to the special guest.
I'm surprised.
I'm
surprised they gave you an IV.
Yeah, they put a little nose. Well, did you tell everybody what happened?
Well, I told them that you had oral surgery, but I didn't get into the details.
I could tell my story because you know I love telling my experience. Yes. And I had a mystical experience too at the dentist office.
Oh, yeah, that part was amazing. So, yes.
So, for all of you, you probably heard I've had this tooth issue that showed up, which I know. Talk about our, you know, talk about our physical shows what's happening on the outer. And I've been dealing with a lot of family stuff, and I know everything was in this tooth. And so today, the tooth got pulled out. And so that's where I was today. And it's healed wonderfully. The bleeding stopped and everything, which is awesome. But I went in today, and first of all, it was a magical experience because this morning when I went to walk the dogs, there was this little thing floating in the sky, like this big, and I'm watching it, and it was yellow. And I'm like, what is that? So I walk up closer. It is a little teeny baby white feather. And I was like, oh, the angels are with me today. And then I walk in the back, and a beautiful hawk was sitting on our dock and just flew over to the tree line and turned and looked at me. I'm like, oh, there's another message. And then I get in to have my surgery, and I'm waiting. And of course I set the room out of like, I don't know what room I'm going to be in, but I want to set the space. And I brought in the angels. And so they brought me into the room, and they hooked me up to all the little monitors, and the guy, and I see them like out of the corner of my eye, kind of looking at the machine, like this perplexed look on their face. And I'm like, what's going on? They're like, I don't know. We don't understand. It's working. And then it keeps on turning off. And then it starts up again. I've never seen this happen before. I'm like, I said, it's probably me. And they kind of looked at me like, yeah, right, crazy woman. But then I said, that's dad. Dad came in to make sure I was okay. So I'm like, dad, you got to back out of the room. You're messing up the monitors. They need to monitor me. And then all of a sudden it just went, poof, and it worked fine. So that was my magical dental experience today. So I'm doing well. I'm just kind of still like, but other than that, I'm doing well. And So that show goes to show you, even in experiences like that, magic's happened and you're being watched and you're never alone.
Yes, in your everyday.
My mouth runneth over because I still got some medicine flying high in me. Not that I always don't always talk a lot, but tonight's, yeah.
Yeah, it's all about that beautiful magic that we create for ourselves. Yes. And it's really allowing that energy to step into the magic, essentially, of who we are. I mean, you know, what's interesting, because I'm working and finishing up the teaching manual for the Lemurian Light work that I do. And what's interesting is how, as I'm putting this together, I'm rereading stuff that I already know, but I'm rereading it as I'm editing and putting it together, and how the certain planes of existence and how they are, mm-hmm. and how there could be a being of light, an angel, a guide, a master, someone sitting right next to you. Mm-hmm. And you may not even know. You may feel their presence, but you may not see them. It is in that vein of energy in which we allow ourselves to coexist in the same energetic field, but because of our limited senses, we are unable to really see what's truly here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have one more message from the moon.
Okay.
It was on top, so I had to pull. It just says a new start is coming. So that's to wrap it all up.
Yay. I like new starts. It needs to come really soon, though.
You know, oh, back to the tooth now. So after my surgery at the very end, I think I was kind of coming out because I could feel. But anyway, I was like, I wanted my tooth. And, like, well, you can't have your tooth because it went into the toxic bin or whatever. And I got really upset for a moment. And I'm like, wait a minute, Becky, you don't need that coming back to you. You just let all the toxicity go. Let it go into the biohazard where it belongs. And that's where it needs to go. So,
you know, that's one thing that
was an attachment to my tooth that's been part of me so long that I had that, like, oh no, I need to go bury it. But I didn't, because I just needed to just cut the cord.
Let it go. Yeah. No, but I find that fascinating that they label a piece of bone, because that's what it is, a piece of bone, biohazard material.
Like, I don't know. That was my words. I don't know. She said something about OSHA, and I just called it biohazard. She said they put it in the whatever bin, so that's where my mind went. So.
I mean, no, that I get, because I mean, yeah. It's a dentist's office, and they got all this stuff that they. I get. I mean, that I.
They
get
probably it. Sold it. They probably have a bin where they sell all the old parts to people for things.
Or if you believe in this stuff, gave it to the tooth fairy.
That's true. Oh my god, you know what the tooth fairy I know what the tooth fairy is going to bring me. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Putting it out there, tooth fairy, you better be listening, you know my wish. David, my husband's coming by. Remember, the tooth fairy has to come tonight.
So I'm gonna just acknowledge Josie Starr. So welcome, Josie. I believe you have not seen the show in quite some time. So we no longer do readings for the show anymore. We do what we call a story time, which is a reading for everyone. So if you would like your own personal reading, you can reach out to Rebecca or myself, and we will do what we can to bring you the information that you're asking for. So.
Your friends.
It's kind of quiet tonight, too. Our regulars are usually, they're not talking, so I don't know what's happening, but I am super excited.
New energy.
Huh?
It looks like we have a friend.
Yes, we have a friend, and I'm super, super, super duper excited. I have been following this gentleman for quite some time on social media and really appreciate the work that he is bringing into the universe, and just to see how he just expanded and just allowed the energy that he utilizes to come in is amazing. So I'm not going to talk about more about him. I'm going to let him talk about himself. But Brother Nicholas Anthony, welcome to Cosmic Insight Live tonight. We are happy to have you with us.
Hello, love.
Thank you. Hello. I'm Nicholas.
Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So I am a light linguist, energy healer, quantum alchemist. I've been kind of studying various forms of energy healing for about the last 15 years. And I've gone through several different spiritual awakenings during that process. And about 6 years ago, my light language kind of got activated, and it just kind of skyrocketed me from there. And I've, just kind of took off and started doing my own thing with that. So it's been a super fun journey.
I know what that's like.
Yeah, definitely. I'm with you on that one, Nicholas. So you guys definitely go to his channel, which is Quantum Alchemy 144 on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
Yes. On YouTube, there's no number. It's just Quantum Alchemy. But everywhere else, it's 144.
Yeah. Awesome. Beautiful. Well, boys, I absolutely love it.
I am going to jump off here. I'm at my limit. I had a dental surgery today, so I'm still like, whoa, and this energy is just too intense for me right now. So I'm going to jump off. I just wanted to say hi. So mwah, sending you love. You boys take my over love. And have a good old fabulous quantum expansion time.
Yes, thank you.
Time. Thank you, everyone.
Happy healing. Well,
oh, it's all good. Well, thank you. Bye. I'm going to listen to the rerun. Bye.
Bye.
I won't turn us off.
Good. You're out. Well, no, there was a little snafu last week, but I am so happy to have you here. And so, you know, what kind of triggered this, well, I've been wanting to have you on here live for a while now. And so I watched your healing for self-love, and that triggered my topic for tonight. It was like, how do we do it, and how do we move in that? So,
self-love is a big one right now. A lot of heart chakra and higher heart stuff going on collectively, I feel like. Definitely personally, I've been doing a lot of deep digging into that topic this week. It's a heavy one. It can get heavy, but at the other side of the tunnel, it's absolutely amazing.
Beautiful. Yeah, it is. And I can't wait to get on the other side of that tunnel, because right now this ebb and flow, it can get a little bumpy.
Oh, yeah. I'm still ebbing and flowing myself. I see the end, and then it's not really the end. It's a spiral, I guess.
Exactly. So what we do on Friday nights is called the tune-up. And so, you know, we can't have a Friday night without some energy healing. So will you grace us with some of your light language healing for those who are watching to bring in some magnificence?
Absolutely. So I guess we'll just keep flowing with the topic. We'll do a little light language for self-love, kind of be geared towards the heart chakra, higher heart, thymus area. I think the higher heart chakra is one that tends to be pretty blocked off in almost everybody. It's very underactive. So we're going to try and do a little bit of activation in that area, kind of help open it up a little bit. So we'll just take a breath or two, and then I'll get started and I listen. Oh. So I'm gonna do a pause, gonna pull some blockages out. Eshioto shoma eshiati ashikatan eshititae. Shoptuna eshiaki atatae eshioto. Shototonae, shototonae, eshiokoto, eshianae, eshiokotonae. We're also gonna hit the upper chakras, do a little bit in the third eye and the crown chakra. Eshiono, eshiokutunae, eshiati, ta 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 ta. Eshama eshikoto anaya shikiata eshikiata shemo eshikata anaya shikita ta eshikopo anaya shitita shikoto shikoto eshama eshikoto eshikoto na eshikoto ta eshata ta eshata ta shoto to ta eshoto to ta eshoto to ta eshama eshikoto Eshamae shiokoto, shotototo, shotototo, eshiakamae, shitia shakata, eshioko, emono, eshikiata, throat chakra two, eshioto, eshikai, eshiotototo, eshamaki, eshamaki, aniake tatae, aniake atatae, eshiokotona, eshiokotona, shoto, meshiakatae, shoto, meshiakatae, eshiokototo, eshiamae, eshiokoto, Eshiakana, eshiokoto, solar plexus, eshiata, eshioto, ma eshioto, eshiokoto, ma eshiatia, keato, eshiatitae, shiototo, 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 eshiakana, eshiati, eshiokoto, ma eshiatia, katoto, eshiakia pototo, eshiakia pototo, eshiakia pototo, shotu, ma eshiakia. Eshikatae, shotu, eshikamo, eshikiti, eshikiti, ana eshioto, shiotutu, shiotutu, shiotuto, na eshikatae, shatatae, top of the shoulders, shatatae, shatatae, shopukan, eshiototae, big energy centers on the top of the shoulders, big acupuncture point, shoto, eshioto, shoto, eshiki. Eshioto apiakiana, eshioto, eshiki, tatatae, eshiokoto, na eshititae. Sacral, shoto to anae, shitite, shokotumae, shikianae, shiokoto, eshini, eshikatae, shototae, shikitae, shiokoto, anae, shiokutune, shititeta, 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 shomae, shiaki, atantae, no, eshikiatae, shiono, eshikiatae, shiokoto, eshiatiatae, shioko, root chakra, eshioko, eshanae, shiokoto, eshiokoto, eshiokoto, eshianae, shiokoto, te, Shioto, 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 shota, eshiokoto, nae, shiakiata, eshiokoto, eshiokoto, eshianae, shiokoto, nae, shiatae, eshiokopo, nae, shiokoto, eshiokoto, the earth star chakra below the feet and the soul star above the head, eshiokoto, nae, shiakiata, eshiokoto, eshiomo, eshikiti, eshiokoto, nae, shititae, shototo, shota, nae, shiaki, shototo, 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 shema, nae, shiaki, Kita ne shikita eshiokoto eshiakiatai eshiokoto eshiakiatai eshiokoto back to the higher heart eshama eshioko eshama ikutuma eshiakiatai eshiokutu 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 eshionai eshionai eshiokoto ama eshiokono eshiakianai eshiokoto eshini eshikiti eshiki 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 ana eshiototo 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 bringing in those Lemurian energies eshiana eshikita ana eshiototo eshiki apiana eshikita eshiotona eshikina eshitoto titae eshiami eshiokoto eshiami eshiokoto shototototo shototototo shono eshikiata eshio Ishiyoto, Ishiyoto, Ishiyoko, Chug, and I end it with the heart chakra activation. Ishiyoto mai Ishiki, Hati Ashiyokoto, Ishiyanai, Ishiyokoto, Ishiyani Ashikiti, Titi Titi Titi, Ishikiti, Ishiyanai, Ishiyokoto tai, Ishiyokoto tai, Ishiyokoto tai, Shiyamukutu, 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 Shutu tai, Shutu tai, Shutu tai, Ishiyakiyata, Ishiyakiyata. Calling in some source energy, kind of wash out the auric field. Please be sure to drink a little bit of extra water today and maybe tomorrow to kind of help flush the energies through.
Thank you so much for that, Nicholas. And
absolutely.
And thank you everyone for tuning in this week to get your live tune up. And as Rebecca always says, don't limit yourself. Create yourself, be the change in you. Until next week, everyone, have a beautiful, beautiful week.